Warning, the following podcast contains coarse language and spoilers for the film and the title of the podcast.
Now playing movie reviews in 20 Qs.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world, wrapped in plastic. It's fantastic. And so's this podcast. Yes, hello, you goddamn fantastic people, and welcome to the podcast, Movie Reviews in 20 Qs, the show where we review a movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. Look, last week, guys, you guys got the Barbie edition, you got the all-female edition, reviewing the movie Barbie, so let's shuffle them aside, let's bring back the patriarchy, let's get down, and bring on the boys to talk about the film Barbie. How are we going, boys? What's up?
Yeah, it's not bad, I'm on the back foot once again.
What about you, Kai? How are you doing? You keen to bring the patriarchy back?
Oh, sorry. I was just contemplating how long into this podcast it'll take before we're cancelled.
I think we already are.
Where can we go with this? I mean, everything I'm about to say is going to be awful.
Well, I mean, before we get into it, I mean, now that we've seen this Barbie movie, I feel like we're qualified to talk about the female existence, the plight of the modern woman, really, aren't we? I mean, we clearly are. We're clearly, like, qualified. Who the fuck are these jackasses that are on the internet saying that shit? Have you seen these people? There's people out there like, oh, I've seen Barbie, now I know what it's like to be a woman. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, dear.
Bro, come on. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm joking here, guys. I'm fucking serious. But, yeah, we are doing the film Barbie. Liz would have given you the scores. Liz would have given you all the details. We're just going to get into it. If you haven't heard this podcast before, what we do is we review a movie by asking 20 questions about it. We start with 10 that could be applied to any film. We then move through 3 personal questions before finishing on a Patreon question. When we start with compliment sandwich, one for good, one for bad, one for good if you like this film. Machu!
I think Machu wants to do the plot first.
Yeah, what's the plot, bro?
How am I doing the plot again? Anyway, I'll do the plot. The movie's about...
Because you're superfluous. That's the reason why you're doing it.
Barbie has a crisis of conscience where she realizes that that she might die, and she doesn't know why. So then she goes out to the real world to figure it out. When she comes back, Ken takes over, and then it's all about her, the female plight that's struggling against the world to win back Barbie Land. Is that it?
Kind of. Yeah. Sure. I don't want to correct you because it's going to be here for hours. Anyway, what about your sandwich? What are you going to hit us with?
I'll start off with one good thing about the film was it was like understated humor. There's quite a bit of that, and I kind of liked it. And, you know, veiled with adult themes throughout, and that was quite cool. The bad thing. Oh, it's just Barbie, eh? Just Barbie is shit. Like, it was shit when I was a kid. Still shit. Going to see some fucking shit about Barbie.
I mean, there's a politically correct way of just saying it's not for you, right? Are you just saying that Barbie's not for you?
Barbie's shit. I don't understand. Always just thought.
Okay. Yep.
My last good thing is that I like the actors. I like the actors in the movie.
You don't like the performances necessarily, but you like the actors.
I like the parts where the people that were in the movie and they were making jokes about Barbie, but I didn't like the movie. Is that weird? So I don't know where I'm sitting on the fence with that.
You've given her a compliment sandwich, but now you're saying you don't like the movie. You're a weird little man.
Yeah, I know. It's just that I've got so much hate for Barbie.
This is like how you gave like that later Space Jam movie, like a negative score. You've seen it, what, 8 times?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that. I'll probably see this one again, actually. But, yeah. Do I score it now?
Yeah.
5,000.
Wow.
I'm right on the level.
Interesting.
What about you?
So my first good thing is I quite liked how Mattel shits all over its own brand.
Yes!
I just thought that was quite a bit of a ballsy thing to do. And they're likely to just boost their sales more than ever. Like this has clearly been a marketing winner. It's, you know, raking in heaps of money. And I just find it bizarre that they've done that by basically just like mocking their brand.
They stomp on it so many times. Like, you know, you gave such unrealistic ideas to like female body ideals and all that sort of stuff to young girls for so long and all that. Like, they just shit all over it. And then, you know, like, oh, we had a female CEO once in the 90s. And it's like, holy shit, they go hard.
Like, I wondered how that whole script approval went and what made them go, oh, yeah, this would be fantastic.
It's a masterstroke. It's one of my 100 deep philosophical debates that I had about this film. But, like, did Mattel see the script before it was filmed? Or did Greta Gerwig sneak all the shit in there? You know, and then after the movie was recorded and they filmed it and everything, did they play it to Mattel? And Mattel was like, we're going to look really shit. I guess we better go along with it. Like,
Like, you can't see, you know, Disney doing something like that.
No, there's
no way they'd do that. It's,
I think the closest will come is Deadpool 3. Might shit all over the fact that Disney now owns Fox. And so,
Bad thing. I did think parts of the ending were a little bit kind of cliched. That does lead me into my second good thing, because the fact that the ending was a little bit cliched was just kind of intentional, because it was all based on the premise that the Kens would all act the same and react the same way to the Barbie strategy of taking back Barbie Land. So I just thought it was quite cleverly done, that whole side of it. I actually quite like this, and I probably would go watch it again. I mean, couple of Woodstocks. A couple of Woodstocks might have boosted the score a little.
How good is drinking in the movies? Honestly.
Oh, it's amazing, bro. Fucking amazing.
You can't have a bad movie. Yeah. If you're talking all the way through it and drinking.
Yeah, you were. You were talking all the way through it. That is correct.
You can laugh as loud as you want and nobody cares.
I went for 3 toilet breaks.
I'm going to give this a bit of a higher score. 7,700... Mojo Dojo Casa Houses.
Yes, visiting your kingdom. I went to saw it twice now. I've been to see it twice. The first time I went to saw it on opening night by myself, snuck into the theatre, sat in a corner where there was no other people around me because the...
Ooh.
I know. Hoodie on. As soon as the credits rolled, I ran out the door. The funniest part about this was when I got to the counter, the guy said to me, I showed him my screen. I was like, oh, I'm here to pick up this booking reference. He was like, oh, I was at a ticket for the 7:30 for Oppenheimer. I was like...
What is that? Is that Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Why would you ask me that, you asshole? I was like, this, just this booking reference. He's like, well, our printer's not printing off tickets. I was like, well, is this for Barbie? Fucking asshole.
What, Barbie?
But I loved it. I had a really good time. I enjoyed it more the second time. So, like, my first good thing, Gosling gives a fucking performance and a half.
Yes.
He's amazing. So, I mean, obviously, Margot Robbie as well, she's great. And Rhea Perlman, Will Ferrell. Like, we get these cameos pop up that's really awesome. Like, Kate McKinnon's also really good. America Ferrera's really good. And then there's one cameo that just comes out of nowhere, and it's fucking awesome. And his name is John Cena! It's Merkin, or whatever the fuck he is. Bad thing, it's a little trite. It's a little too much. You know, like we get the points and they hammer it home a little too hard. Like, it would have been a little bit better. Maybe some scenes are a little bit more subtle and all that sort of shit. Like, the bit at the end where she's, you know, deciding to become human and, you know, all the cliche of all that sort of stuff. Like, I didn't really enjoy that. But that being said, I found a lot of it really unexpected. Mm. You know, like the way they shit on Mattel, I was like, that's pretty amazing. Like, the shit on their own brand, the way they shit on their own film, you know, like with... Helen Mirren basically saying, note to filmmakers, if you're going to, you know, don't cast Margot Robbie for a scene like this. You know, like that was, like, really awesome. And, like, the humor is odd and out there, and I really enjoyed that. 8,112. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Yeah. More than Oppenheimer. Fuck Oppenheimer.
Yeah. I thought it had, I mean, despite the fact it's based on a pretty famous brand.
What
name,
is it?
I thought it had quite a lot of originality.
Yeah.
Which we don't kind of see a lot of. And blockbusters.
I think, like, the first time I went into it, I was like, what the fuck is this going to be? And then the next time around, I'm like, I know what this is going to be. And so it was a little bit more easier to enjoy the jokes and shit. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a plan, take some alcohol in and get pissed, and one way or another, I'm going to have a good time. And it was the other. The other movie. Oh, it's not that bad.
You definitely took some alcohol in, and you didn't leave with any, which was quite impressive, given that you had a whole box of fucking bourbons. Anyway, moves over to question number 2. What is it, Kahu? And I'd just like to preface this and say, we're doing the exact same questions that the girls did last week, but we're going to do them better. Because we're cool.
There it is. We're done the patriarchy by question two.
Exactly. There's no way we could ever beat those girls. They're all legends. But yeah, anyway, what's question two, Kahu?
Yes, question two. What scene was sorely missing from this film?
A love scene with Ken and Barbie. Like they,
They had one, bro.
It was like, is it smooth or what is it?
It was like, is that they're smooching? You know how, because I loved the humor. I loved how they like floated her down from the buildings and all that sort of shit. Yeah. And then when they made them kiss, it was sort of like he was all into it and she was just like, like they don't even lip touch or anything. It was fucking weird.
Yeah, I reckon, yeah, loves, like classic, Team America type love scene.
Oh, no.
Okay, that moves me over to my answer. Eject, eject, eject. I'm going to go with something a little bit more classier. I'm really disappointed that we didn't see Ken's bulge. I wanted to see that gelatinous bulge. He says, I have 100% all the genitals. I don't fucking believe it, Gosling. Yeah. I don't believe it. Get that bulge out, bro.
Oh, dear. I just wanted to see an actual proper Mojo Dojo Castle House party.
But is it Brewski Bears?
Is it like, it always seems to be oh, no, they did have that night scene in Barbie's house.
It would be pretty shit. I would imagine it would be a frat party. And
well, because they're all holding beers, but they clearly don't drink it because
exactly.
How does their biology work?
Oh, it also would have been cool seeing Ken surf, like get him in the water and see what happens.
Well, what I found funny about that scene is, does he try and do that every day? And every time they're just all like, ooh.
Fucking probably.
Yeah. A little bit more John Cena maybe? Like that would have been.
Yeah, more yes. John Cena. Was John Cena in the fight scene? Yeah, that's what I wanted.
I wanted more John Cena, yeah.
Doing his attitude adjustment or whatever is, you know, like wrestling movers. Like, I feel like it's like they're obligated. You know how The Rock does the rock bottom in every single fucking movie that he's in? I feel like he's obligated to give somebody an attitude adjustment. You know, Simu Liu just attitude adjust them for a fake wave. I don't know.
Moving on to question three. How long would you survive in this movie's world?
I mean, there's nowhere to sleep. I have to beach all day. There's hundreds of Kens that look way better than me.
Yeah.
And my self-worth derives from wherever a girl looks at me. Yeah, I mean, already kind of does, but no thanks. I'm all right. I mean, the beaching is the hardest part. Spoiler alert for a later question.
I mean, I quite like the fact that they don't recall previous days, really. They don't seem to.
Do you just hate your life? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Or they don't seem to recall that every day is the same. Like they don't seem to care that that's how it is. That sounds pretty sweet.
Get away with everything.
So you'd survive forever, is that what you say? You welcome our new Barbie overlords.
I mean, how long have they even been in Barbie Land?
Oh, I'll get to that soon.
And they clearly don't age, so.
Oh, I'll get to that soon as well.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't think I could fit anywhere in Barbie. Maybe with Weird Barbie, maybe. But if I have to do the splits all day, then that's going to be, I am the most inflexible person. So yeah, I don't think there's a spot for me in Barbie Land.
Well, there was a couple of Kens just swanning around up the top that had nothing to do with anything. They could easily be you, bro.
I don't even think I'd get on with Alan.
Oh, Alan's the man, bro. He would have been the MVP, man. I know that question's not in here. He would have been the MVP.
Alan.
I don't really like Michael Cera, but Alan was the man. Yeah. He was the man. Anywho, moves me over to question number four. What deep philosophical debate arose in you during this movie?
What does Weird Ken look like?
Ooh. Keanu Reeves, maybe?
Yeah.
No. It'll be like some older brother that's stolen the sister's Barbie and then just tortured him. You know, like melted him.
Yeah, I was going to say it'd have like a melted face. Maybe like that that dude that gets burnt by the acid on Robocop.
Yes, like that. He would be. He'd be missing limbs.
Yeah.
The G.I. Joe toys would have just like kicked the shit out of him. Yeah. Or the Hulk Hogan wrestling toy would have
or
just.
The Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
Ninja Turtles. They would have fucked him up.
Oh, roams that like desert on the outskirts of Barbie Land. he doesn't get invited around to Barbie's house parties.
Adrian!
He's drinking, mate. He's got a guts. He's like Thor from Marvel, the last one.
Yeah. I hate Barbie. He never looks at me.
I'm Or maybe like Two-Face.
It would be Two-Face. 100%. What about you, Machu? Do I want to know?
Oh, you know, it was actually what actually happened in the movie was, like, it felt like Sam took one sip of his first drink and went straight to the toilet, and I was like, holy fucking shit, how many pisses is he gonna take?
Yeah, it was three.
Oh, and the other one was is Will Ferrell? Yeah, the answer's three. Is Will Ferrell the same Will Ferrell from the Lego Movie? I was like,
yes, I made that connection too. Yes,
I'm like, fuck
the Craggle.
Yeah, it's like exactly the same.
Yeah. He might be. Fuck, that's a good answer. Holy shit, how'd you come up with that? The one for me, we see Ken wearing this jersey at the end that says, I'm Kenuff, or Ken Enough, or whatever.
How good was that song?
It was amazing, but I want to know, am I Kenuff? You know, like, am I? No.
I
want to
hear fuck enough.
I have fuck enough. But yeah, I mean, the real one for me, like, Carly started such on this. Like, we've got one Barbie, right?
Yeah.
We've got stereotypical Barbie. And obviously, there's millions of stereotypical Barbies. Is she being played with by millions of girls at the same time? Like, could she potentially create a link between any of them? Do they age? You know, like your point, like, do they age? Are they living in this hellscape forever? Are they real?
Is it a physical place? Or
can they die?
Is parallel universe?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. They asked that, and the guy was like, yep. God damn it. Yeah, I've got so many about this. So many.
Yeah, I kind of liked how they just sort of glossed over that, though, as well. Like, it was kind of not super important to the movie.
Nah, you just sort of went with it.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Like,
and even, like, the transition to Barbie Land from the real world was just a bit like, okay.
Yeah.
We'll just splice the scene in here.
But even, like, even real world, like, there was some shit that happened in it that was, like, surreal. You know, like when they're chasing after her through that office block and they're all going in different angles, you know, running around. Yeah, they've got a ghost living on the 17th floor. You know, like,
yeah.
The shit isn't in the real world, man. Maybe that's a world inside a world. Holy shit, maybe. It's the fucking Matrix.
What? And what happens to Barbie when she goes inside the box?
Talking about the Matrix, that was my other deep philosophical debate. As we get references to at least three very masculine movies, and yes. I wonder if that was on purpose. We get Space Odyssey 2001. At the start, where, you know, the Barbie comes down, they start smashing all their dolls. We get a Matrix reference where she says, do you want to take this shoe and go back to your normal life? Or do you want to take this shoe and find out the reality? And she's like, oh, yeah, I want the high heel. And she's like, no, wait, you're supposed to take, yes. Want to take this one. And then we get a Top Gun reference when all the Kens are playing volleyball on the beach and they're like high-fiving, low-fiving and shit like that. And I was like, is this on purpose? And then obviously the Godfather one was like, well, Francis Ford Coppola, blah, 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 you know, explaining the Godfather. I was like, wow, this is good. This is touching on the holy shit, they've fucking taken the piss out of me.
Yeah.
I've just worked it out. God damn it. Anywho, question number five. What is it, Kahu?
Question five. What quote from this film would be the worst to hear immediately after having sex?
If I wasn't severely injured, I would beat you off right now.
Ken.
Yeah.
I like that. I had that on my shortlist, and then I was going to follow up with how weird would it be if just like, as soon as you finish, you'd hear a cacophony of, hi, Ken. Hi, Ken. You'd be like, what the fuck? My other one is probably the first time I got a genuine laugh for this movie is when Margot Robbie, halfway through a dance, just is like, do you guys ever think about dying? why? Guys? Why guys?
Yeah. We have no genitals. Like, I wonder at what point that became a problem.
I've got one more. I'm just so tired of watching myself and every single other woman tie herself into knots so that other people will like us.
Holy shit.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. Let's move on. I feel like we're treading a very fine line here at the moment, and let's move on to question number six.
What characters best represents the other podcaster?
Ken.
Now, Kahu, you're definitely a Ken, but it's not the Ken you're thinking of. There's that Ken, and then there's the other Ken, and then there's another Ken, and then there's that one Ken who basically does everything that Ken asks him to do the entire time, and then his whole self-worth gets derived from catching a mink jacket at the end. And I can imagine you getting a mink jacket and being stoked.
Yeah, I think I'd look pretty sweet in a mink jacket.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly that's the Ken view, Kahu. The Ken that holds his ice creams and is basically his wingman. That's your Ken. Whereas Machu, I feel like you're the embodiment of all those dudes that she first encounters when she gets to the real world, like the construction workers who are all like, "Oh yeah, you got no fries with that shake? If I told you I had an ugly body, would you hold it against me? Oh, is there a mirror in your pants? Because I can see myself between them."
I'm the police officers in the police station, everything.
Yeah, I'm not even going to arrest you. You look hot in it. That would be much.
Keep it.
Yeah.
It's better on you than back on the store.
I was trying to figure out who would be the Sima Lu Ken, you know, that mate that just like is always trying to undermine your goals for no other purpose. They don't want to gain anything out of it. They're just trying to wind you up.
Oh yeah, that is me.
Yeah. Watch me do a backward flip.
Yeah. Just upstaging some dude for no reason. Yeah. Yeah, that is me. Sure. Holy shit. If I had half the talent of Simu Lu, man, I'd be fucking happy. What about you? What about for Machu? Did you have another one for Machu or? No, he's just the construction workers, right?
Yeah. 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 I'd go with that.
Yeah. I'll get punched by Barbie and then let her go from the.
You got an answer though? Or...
Oh, me? Pretty much the same thing. I was actually going to pitch you as the CEO of Mattel.
What, Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Well, I do love girls' hopes and dreams. That's what I got into the business for.
Oh, it's all about the woman. All of it's about the woman. We've got no woman.
Yeah, you've got no woman. We've got no actual woman, but... Well, we do. She works just outside the door, yeah.
Yeah. And Kahu is Ryan Gosling Ken, and I am Margot Robbie.
Okay.
Woman's rights, first and foremost.
Are you talking about the time that he... sung a song to you and then tried to hook up with you when you were like clearly not interested and then he looked like he was going to throw himself off the roof. Oh, poor Kahu.
Poor me.
And like Machu, I just got to say, Machu, I'm glad you didn't argue with us because one of us lost a wallet at the strippers last night.
No, I found it. It's it was in the
wow. What a movie. What a movie to be talking about.
Yeah. The night got away on me when I was in the strippers before I knew it.
Anywho, let's move on to question number 7.
I mean Barbie Land. It was a Barbie Land. Girls rule the world there.
Anyway, question number 7. What's something in this film that you notice that you don't think other people might have immediately noticed?
Well, I liked how the road out of Barbie Land looked like it was made out of bricks. A little bit different. Not pavement.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's from a town flattery.
What a nerd. Follow the yellow brick road. Is it kind of, maybe is alluding to the Wizard of Oz?
Yes, that's where I was getting at. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I helping you out here? Once Kahu starts realizing how to build that wolf sideways, we're going to be in trouble. What about you, Machu? Did you notice anything that you don't think other people might immediately notice?
I was just struggling to watch the film most of the time because I was having fun just drinking. But yeah,
well, you might have noticed how many Burmans. Are you real Burman?
Yeah, she was there. She used to be in Cheers. Didn't she marry Danny DeVito?
She did. She married. I think no, maybe divorced now. Oh, but yes, they were married.
Wait, didn't we have a conversation about this during the film?
No, it was after.
Oh, it was after.
Holy shit! Yeah, you were drunk. Something I noticed that I don't think other people might have merely noticed was how drunk the guy beside me was. No, I'm pretty sure everybody in the theater might have noticed that. The other one for me is like there's the bit where there are, you know, when we see the guy in the cubicle and all the other guys come over the cubicle to talk to him. His cubicle didn't have a door.
Yes, I did notice that. I was like, how does he get in and out of that?
Oh. There was a couple of other ones, though, that did have doors, and then there was some that didn't. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, was that more subversion of men being put in a box?
Maybe. Man in a box. The other ones I had was there was quite a few British actors in this that I noticed that I'm like, oh, you guys must have filmed this in London, you know, like in England or maybe Pine Tree or something like that. Because it was one of the girls out of Dairy Girls, one of the Barbies was the girl out of Sex Education. There was
someone
from Bridgerton.
Out of, Umbrella Academy.
Shit, I didn't watch Bridgerton. What am I doing? And then there was one of my mates, Jibuddy G, from People Just Do Nothing, which is a show that no one else has seen except for me.
Right.
But Anyway.
Did you notice that the book that Ken's holding when Barbie returns to Kenland was by a Dunedin author?
What?
Did you know that?
No.
No. It's about horses. It's about his travels across the states.
Are you just Googling at the moment?
No, I read a story about it a few weeks back.
Here's another one for you. You know when Barbie confronts those four girls on the bench, and one of the girls is named Sasha?
Yeah.
Those girls are supposed to represent the Bratz girls.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. You noticed that, did you?
Familiar with Bratz, are you, Sam?
No, one of the girls at work told me this.
Man, we notice a lot.
Did you know that Barbie is a nickname?
Yeah, it's short for Barbara. They tell us in the movie.
Just seeing if everyone else noticed that too.
Holy heck. Anyway, Kahu.
Yep, on to question 8. Which character would you get to help you hide a dead body?
It's Will Ferrell, obviously. I mean, he's got a bunch of dodgy dudes that get people into a dodgy van, and then he's got a box that makes people disappear. Fucking hell. He's the man for getting rid of a dead body. Wouldn't be able to trust him. Not at all. Yeah. He seems like he'd tell everybody your secrets the first chance he gets.
Yeah, seems like it's setting up for him in a sequel to, like, get revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, you wouldn't get Alan to do it. Alan,
come on, bro. Alan is the man. Alan, he would totally help you.
I reckon weird Barbie. Weird Barbie would be a good one to get help you out.
She'd be great at it, but I feel like she'd hold it above you.
Yeah.
Or hold it over you.
Has she been back to the real world, do you think?
She's definitely seen some shit.
Like, she knows how to get there, so.
She knows how to get there, yet she calls Los Angeles a country and America a continent.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I reckon she has.
Okay.
I would get No Doors Cubicle guy, Aaron Dinkins, to help us out.
I find it cute that you remember his name. I think that's something people might not have immediately noticed.
I could picture him. And then there was that whole scene where Will Ferrell does that classic position of power thing of undermining somebody by messing up their name.
Similar to how we've all pronounced Will Ferrell's name completely different this entire podcast.
Yeah.
Much just called him Will Ferrell. I've called him Ferrell at one point.
Weird Ferrell.
Ferrell. Ferrell.
And yeah, I reckon he just says yes to whoever his boss is. So if you're in a position of power, he'd do anything for you.
Fuck, bro. That was Kahu. We missed our chance. what guy best represents the other podcast?
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
I'm a man of independent thought.
Remember when that time when you were like, everybody tickled me and we all tickled you, then Kahu started hugging you. Remember? And he's like, hey, no hugging. That was Kahu, bro. Fuck.
Hey,
you know that time you got nude and you were like, oh, everybody tickle.
Yeah. Hey,
more lotion. Where did that lotion come from?
I'll have it on the record that I was the big spoon in that scenario.
I don't mind being the small spoon. I'm getting nice and warm.
At your height, I don't think there's any other spoon you can be, though. Is
teaspoon.
Teaspoon. Teabag spoon. Yeah. Anyway, question number 9 is a Patreon question. Comes courtesy of our man, Nick Haskins. What's his question, Machu?
What type of meal is this movie?
For me, this is Pizza Hut, all you can eat, you know, back in the day. You know, like, it's very nostalgic of your childhood. There's real excess in terms of cheese here. Like, it lays it on thick and it's, like, really, really cheesy and cheesy. And then, like, I don't know about you guys, but I used to do the thing where you eat a whole pizza or maybe four, and then you're like, you eat it so fast that you don't actually realize that you're full. And so then you go load up on the free ice cream dessert tray. And so you have this really sickly sweet bit at the end where halfway through it, you're like, uh-oh. And then vomit all outside of the car park. You guys do that? That was
I'm missing old Eden Pizza Hut. They were good times.
It was a bomb. Very American.
Yeah,
commercialism to its extreme. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, end of a rugby season type deal. You've just played your last game.
Yep.
Probably haven't showered. And yeah, good times. All the colour, hundreds and thousands of sprinkles, Pizza Hut dessert.
Oh,
salivating.
All the colour.
I think just because Barbie Land's a bit of a like bland plastic environment, I'm just going for one of those kind of tasteless burgers that has no flavouring, just like some plasticky cheese, a bland ultra processed patty, maybe a slice of lettuce, and that's about it.
It's a Happy Meal.
I don't want fries with that.
Yeah. You sound like you're describing barbecues at Muchie's place. I mean, it is, though. It's McDonald's in a lot of ways.
It's a Happy Meal.
It's a Happy Meal, yeah.
You want it. You want to eat it, but you don't really want to tell anyone. When you're an adult, you're like, it's for kids.
It's for kids. It is.
I don't want to eat this. It's so delicious.
Got a bit of plastic with it as well, you know.
Yeah. I just want to collect all the toys.
Yeah.
I want the whole set.
Anyway, that takes us down to question number 10, the last that can be applied to any film. What subplot from this film do you guys wish had been explored more?
I just want to see more about Alan.
He's the man.
He's like the loose wheel in this movie, eh? What's Alan up to? How did he get there? I mean, they've got another question about Alan later on, but Alan's intriguing.
That reminds me of another thing I noticed in this movie. Emerald Fennell, director of Promising Young Woman. She's one of the Barbies.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I wanted more of the backstory into Weird Barbie. We got a little bit of it, but I wonder what actually happened there. Like, did she go into the real world and what happened there? And she obviously had a bit of a bad experience still. So she didn't get fixed up.
So you want the like horror film of Barbie, right? Is that where you're
pitching that for? Or the part where Ryan Gosling goes and goes deep into Men Rule the World? That was like, I just wanted more of that.
Matthew wants the crossover with Chucky.
Yeah, Chucky.
The Chucky patriarchy horror film.
But what happens to the Barbies when like they run out of use and they get chucked in the landfill? Does the Barbie in Barbie Land just kind of like, a la the Matrix, when the cord gets pulled out of the back of the head? They're just like...
Well, that's kind of what I was talking about. There's millions and millions and millions and millions. Yeah. Millions. Maybe they just don't notice. Like, it must have been a really strong link for America Ferrera to link, you know?
Maybe because she's an adult.
Who knows?
And kids' feelings are fickle.
I'm just going to go over that, that CFO or whatever guy. Yes!
Yes.
The one for me is we get a scene where America Ferrera knows how to drive. Like, she's amazing. She's an amazing, like, stunt driver, right?
Mm.
And her daughter says, or, like, Barbie says to her, oh, how do you know this? And she goes, oh, this guy taught me. And then the girl goes, Dad. And she's like, yeah. I don't reckon it was Dad. I reckon it was Dominic Toretto. Because we are in Los Angeles, 10, 20 years or whatever beforehand, Dominic Toretto taught her how to drive. And do you know why I think it's Dominic Toretto?
Because he forgets all about his previous partners pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, there's that. And he probably needs a random daughter to pop up at some point and be like, family.
Yeah, family.
But, hear me out. The cherry on the top of all of this is Mattel owns Hot Wheels. And if somebody came to me and said the Fast and the Furious movies are just some kid playing with Hot Wheels, that would make a fuck ton of sense.
Yeah.
That's the crossover. We need a Hot Wheels movie that explains the Fast and the Furious franchise, and Dom Toretto is a Hot Wheel character that's come to
How
Angeles,
good would that be to
beat an America Ferrera?
To end the Fast and Furious franchise. Hot Wheels should really like do a deal with Fast and the Furious to market that.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no other way to explain everything that happens in Fast and the Furious. Dom goes from this like street level thug to a superhero, and like cars can do whatever. The cars go to space. This is Hot Wheels. This is Hot Wheels, man. The Fast and the Furious is the Hot Wheels universe.
So do you know that in the movie, America Ferrera's husband is actually her husband in real life?
Okay.
Yeah.
These are amazing things that you, how did you, who else knows? Well, you're Googling again. Look at you.
My hands aren't even on the screen.
No, your hands are on your penis. It's even weirder.
Chat GPT in it. He's letting the Terminator in.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back.
Chat GPT, please answer all my podcast questions for me. It's basically what I do every time, listeners.
I think I am going to like go back to editing and I can hear Siri search interesting facts about Barbie movie. Anyway, that moves us over to our personnel questions. Kahu, what are yours?
Yeah, following up the Alan subplot, is Alan really just a self-aware sleeper agent for Mattel? And because there's only one Alan, surely that makes sense.
It does seem to make sense because no one knows who Alan is. So I feel like because he doesn't have people playing with him in the real world, keeping him in a like toy-like state, he's managed to develop a large level of self-awareness. Who he is, what he represents in this universe, he's onto it. He wants to get the fuck out of there. He's done. He's like, I'm trapped in hell here. He doesn't have rollerblades. He can't get out of Barbie Land. He sees his chance.
I feel like he remembers day after day, And it's like it's kind of like a Groundhog Day type situation for him. But I wonder why he hasn't gone to see Weird Barbie to like have a powwow to figure out how to get out of Barbie Land.
How do you know they haven't? How do you know they haven't had a massive falling out?
Maybe.
We want to see the Alan origin story.
Ooh, maybe.
It'll be like Logan. It'll be like this gritty R reboot.
Maybe Alan is Weird Ken.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe
Alan Kick. Yeah, I like the idea of him coming from the real world because you'd turn up there, you go, holy shit. Like, every girl's a 10. Except for Weird Barbie.
Exactly. Even she's a 10.
I want to go back to real world? Hell no.
But then he discovers they don't have genitals and he's trapped in this world.
With all these hot girls and nothing to be able to.
Maybe Alan's the only one.
Every day's the same. And fuck that. That would be terrifying.
Party every night, though. That's cool.
Yeah, but even still, you're not necessarily going to be invited. I mean, Ken's your boyfriend, and he didn't even get an invite till, like, at the end of their beaching or whatever the fuck they called it.
Yeah, and he never gets to stay over.
Nah. He doesn't even know why he wants to, but...
Yeah.
When they imagine that being their house.
Question number two for me. And here on Movie Reviews and 20 Qs, we do love a bit of Ryan Gosling. But
do we? is this the second time we've talked about him in all 230 something episodes we've done?
Yes, but that other episode was a bit of a winner.
That was a winner.
And on that note, is this the best performance on Ryan Gosling's career?
Well, yet you've mentioned that other movie inadvertently. It's The Notebook. Yeah, Miles, how can you ask a question like this when we've seen The Notebook? Infamously, the first movie that we all gave zero to. Like, no. I didn't even give it a score. I said, oh, what am I going to score this movie? Shit. And Muchie goes, yes, that's it. It's shit. That's the score.
I'm conflicted, that we should review The Notebook again.
No.
You named your son after Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, you named
notebook.
Him after Ryan Gosling. How could you
see? It's a Barbie Land type situation. I've been had. I've been kenned.
I've been psychopath. Kahu had a son 9 months after The Notebook came out. And Kahu's son was named Noah.
This is why I'm firmly of the belief that we're just Kens in this world, just playing a part, and we're just being played.
We think we're the men, and yet here we are in the garage, in the freezing cold winter day, and yes, this is what we want to do, whatever we want.
Yeah, we're not even inside Kens, we're outside Kens.
Kens is inside having a girls' night for the 365th day in a row for the year.
Fucking every night is girls' night.
That's where the Kens sleep, in the garage.
Where do the Kens sleep?
The best part of my day is when Stacey looks at me.
I reckon
with disgust.
When the Barbies aren't around.
Okay, no more bourbon for
you
me.
You did this for me. You did it to me.
When the Barbies aren't around, the Kens resort to singing push to each other around the campfire on the beach. And that's where they fall asleep.
Is that where they sleep? On the beach?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I hate the sand. Yeah. I'm not fucking sleeping on a beach.
It's not even proper sand, though. It's just like a hard, sandy surface.
You gotta get me out of here, Alan. Fuck this shit, bro. Get me the fuck out of here.
Alan. Gosling is a much better comedy actor, though.
Oh, he's
a serious actor. Like,
maybe we did an episode on Nice Guys. He is awesome in Nice Guys. That would be my only other movie I'll put him in.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of the Daniel Craigs about him in serious movies.
Place Beyond the Pines, he was really good in.
Yeah, that's okay. Comedy's where it's really at, good. Though. For
La La Land.
Hey. We have spoken about it before. Another shit film. We hate Ryan Gosling, but I love him. He's cool.
And thirdly, and my most important question is, do you beach?
Fuck no. We've been over this. Fuck no. I hate the sand.
I beach. I beach hard.
Yeah.
You beach whale. That's about all you do.
I just don't get to beach enough. I want to beach more.
I beach good. I don't know what he's complaining about. Like, it's the best thing ever. Just go beach.
Yeah.
As he says, he doesn't have to be a lifeguard.
Short beach, long beach, all the beaches.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't even get to go swimming.
It's the best job ever.
Doesn't even get to go
ever.
Surfing. Those are the best things about the beach. Standing in the sand all day.
You hate the beach.
Yeah, exactly. I hate the sand. I love the water.
Okay.
It's the weird dichotomy.
But he tries, though. He tries every day.
He does try every day, and that's what makes me really
sad.
So
he wakes up in the morning, and he's like, I'm going to go try surf today. And he's like a goldfish. It's the best thing ever.
No, but he stands around waiting for her to look at him all day. That's depressing as hell.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where he does derive his self-worth from.
Exactly.
And again, once more, this movie shows just how badly we're played.
Yes. Absolutely. Anyway, Machu, your questions.
My first question is, did you like Margot Robbie better as Barbie or as Harley Quinn? Now, both of them pretty much go around messing up men's lives. So
it's funny because when you've just sent us Harley Quinn or Barbie, and I don't know how to interpret this. Like, yeah. Which one do you think is hotter? Which one do you think is a better, like, you know, like portrayal? Because I've got answers to both, obviously.
It was a good thing I explained it then. Yeah. Didn't give you a heads up when I wrote it, though.
I mean, they're both raging sociopaths, but one of them has genitals, so it's like. But they're both raging sociopaths. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she's nominated for an Oscar for this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why not? I'm full of shit, man. That's what Gosling, I reckon, will be like a stunt fucking nomination, but it's hard to say. She's amazing as Harley Quinn, but she's also amazing as this. And then there's iTonya, which is, she should have won an Oscar for that. She was amazing in that.
Yeah, I mean, I like that Harley Quinn movie, The Suicide Squad, better than this. So
you don't watch comic book movies.
I'm going with that. It's got that amazing scene where she runs along that rooftop and jumps into the eye of Starro.
Come on.
Whatever it's
Come
called.
Come on. Starro?
I don't know. Starro, yes. and Starro gets a javelin to the eye.
Also, Barbie or Harley Quinn?
There it is.
And also,
both.
Also, okay, so let's just say you're on the internet and you bought an outfit for your partner.
Oh my god!
Sorry, my partner.
It's funny you bring this up because one of the guys at work actually said, "You know, this year's Halloween is going to be Barbie." You know what I mean? Because the Halloween after Suicide Squad or whatever came out,
but which
it was
Barbie?
All Harley Quinn.
Which Barbie?
Oh, good question.
Which Barbie? And who goes as Alan? Machu.
Yeah.
Machu goes as no one, bro. Machu stays at home, okay? He stays in his box. We don't let him out. He stays on the shelf. He's faulty goods. But there's a really good question. Which Halloween Barbie are we going to see? Because I quite like Rollerblade Barbie. Or
Halloween Barbie?
Is there a Halloween Barbie?
I don't know.
Cowboy Barbie.
Cowboy Barbie was really good.
Hey, Siri, is there Halloween Barbie?
Halloween Barbie.
See, you fucking are.
Serious. No, I won't. Sorry.
Halloween Barbie is just weird Barbie, right?
Hey, Siri, rule 34, Halloween Barbie.
Moving on to my next question. Is the Ken situation in Barbie Land the same as smallpox and indigenous people, meaning they had no defences?
Similar to before when we joked about how we now understand the plight of the modern woman. I'm not a modern woman, so I don't understand the plight of the modern woman. And I'm not an indigenous person, so I'm not feeling qualified to answer this question. Yes, my ancestry is Scottish and Irish, so I know a thing about old Whitey McEnglish coming across the fucking border to fuck us up. But not necessarily the smallpox situation, so I'm going to leave it to you two gentlemen to answer this question.
I mean, I'm going to just say yes, because it's like a foreign influence into a, I don't want to say blank slate in case it's taken the wrong way, but you know what I mean, where the awareness isn't quite there, so I'm going to say yes.
Fair enough.
So learning about how men should rule the world is like, is going to transform a whole other land, Barbie Land. Just like how when we got given blankets with COVID.
Patriarchy alert.
And then we all got sick and died.
I mean, yeah, the parallels are there to the real world, that patriarchy in the real world just continually stuffs up the world, so sure. Anyway, back to Halloween, Barbie. Yeah.
Hey. So my next question is, what would you call your bachelor pad?
Yeah, because Mojo Dojo Casa House is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that's fucking cool, way.
I can't think of anything better.
Everything sounds like awful, like, you know, the playroom. Like, oh.
Yeah, I'm like
so what are you going to call it? Yeah, yeah.
Much as is the dungeon.
Yeah. Dungeon.
Pretty much. Just him chained up.
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting for somebody.
Waiting for anyone to let him out. Eh?
Mine's going to be the Mojo Dojo Casa House Fare Fortress.
Fare Fortress.
See, I can't beat that. International listeners, Fare is Maori for house. I can't beat that. I can't beat that.
Can you beat it then?
Oh, I know. When I was born, my mum spelled my name wrong. Rather than Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, S-A-M-U-A-L. And so I've always thought that I sound kind of Spanish. So I'd have our Casa de la Samuel.
Dojo Mojo Funny Fortress.
And our Casa de la Samuel. Anywho, that moves me over to my questions. All right, guys, which one of us do you think could beat you off the hardest?
Did you ever see that episode of Silicon Valley?
And yes. Yeah. The dick to hand ratio.
Dick to hand ratio.
Trying to work out how to jerk off everybody in the room. Yeah.
At the same time. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
I've decided it's obviously Kahu because he's thought this through.
He has. He's got a plan.
He's got a strategy, and you know, I think the rest of us would just wing it. But Kahu is with his, you know, strategic mindset, would him do it very efficiently.
Wing it? Is that where you like stick it between your elbow? Yeah. Yeah. Sort of like just wrap your elbow and.
That's probably how I'd do it, you know, like, you know, it's on the back and in between.
You got two elbows though.
Yeah.
you could beach two guys.
Get the chicken dance going.
Anyway, moves me over to my next question. What's the Kiwi dude's equivalent to playing push at a girl for 4 hours? And like basically what I'm saying is like, what song can you imagine a Kiwi dude rolling out 2 o'clock in the morning, suddenly a guitar pops out at a party, Kiwi dude picks it up, is like, oh yeah, this is going to get me all the women here, oh, they're all going to think I'm fucking hot, watch this. What's the song?
It is Venus by The Feelers.
That's a good choice. That's a very good choice.
Come my little Venus, can't you feel, can't you feel, it's in all of us.
That's so fucking creepy, but so correct.
It'll be a classic Dave Dobbin, Welcome Home.
Not Loyal?
Not Loyal. Oh, Loyal.
not going with Bliss by the Dudes.
It's a Jordan Lux song.
Forget about the last one, drink yourself vanilla. It's got to be Why Does Love Do This To Me?
Yeah,
the Exponents,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Classic Kiwi tunes. A lot of our international listeners are out there going, what the fuck are these songs? Just Google them.
That is a classic end of the night pub song. Holy shit.
That being said, I can't count the number of times, and it's not a New Zealand song, but I cannot count the number of times that I've been sitting there at a party and a guitar's come out and the Kiwi dude's picked it up and he knows the four chords, merely busts into, today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you. And you're just like, oh my God. It's like one of the easiest songs to learn on guitar. And you're like, oh my God. And then he like finishes and then it's like, oh, that was my entire repertoire.
Yeah.
So similar to this, I want to push you around 4 hours. That's what it feels like, hearing a Kiwi dude play Wonderwall at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I bet Matchbox 20 is loving this movie. Got some relevance back.
Fern's been singing Push for the last 2 weeks because I sung it once, and now Fern's just like, I want to push you around. Well, I will. This is cool. I can push people around.
Yeah.
Well, I will. She loves it. I'm like, God damn, what have I created? Final question from me. What's something worse that King could have taken back to Barbie Land than patriarchy? Oh, I really wrote this question, and now that I'm thinking about it, I don't want to ask it because you're looking at me with the biggest smile I've ever seen anybody. Like, you would, like, Kahu's supposed to answer, and you're immediately like, no, wait. What do you got, Kahu?
Well, I mean, if muchos is worse than STDs, then
yeah, I went straight to STDs. Yeah. I was like,
clearly been hanging around mucho too much.
It's got to be STDs, right? Like, yeah. I can't imagine these guys have antibiotics or any intravenous needle to take anything.
Stripper poles, you know.
Yeah. I feel like we saw a stripper pole in the Doja Casa house.
Yeah, it did.
But it's got to be STDs, right? If they all start catching syphilis. I don't know where my brain is going. I was also thinking like genocide, but I'm like, that's kind of an offshoot of patriarchy, to be honest, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Multi-level marketing, you know, like pyramid schemes.
Yeah. Isogenics, eh?
Isogenics.
Yeah. All I need to do is you give me your money and then you get some money from 10 other people. Oh, okay.
Flat Earth conspiracy theories. No, this is a flat Earth. Barbie Lane looks like a flat Earth.
More Allens?
He just starts converting people. Emo! There we go. If he takes emo culture back to Barbie Lane, Barbie comes back and nobody's like hanging around because it's all... anyway.
Rollerblades. How good was rollerblades, eh? Fuck, I've forgotten about rollerblades.
Rollerblades is awesome.
Communism?
Although
they basically are communistic, aren't they?
I feel like they are a very socialist, I'd say, not communist.
Yeah, that's an angle I hadn't thought of.
Anyway, that moves us down to our final question. And happily, it's from one of the girls that was on last week. It's from our good friend Emily Higgins of the Tasteless Podcast. You guys will all listen to that episode, and obviously they've done a way better job than us.
Yeah.
And that's not even a joke.
That's quite easy, isn't it?
Pretty sure a muta dude could have done better than us right now. But anyway, her question, which character has gone the longest without showering?
They don't actually shower, which kind of made me think, what would that first sensation of water be like in the real world? That'd be trippy as.
When she takes a shot of sprinkling water or sparkling water.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Sprinkling water? What the fuck am I on?
I think, though, it's weird Barbie, because doesn't she say at some point that, like, she smells or, I don't know. She says something like that, eh? So, yeah, weird Barbie.
Yeah, I got weird Barbie too. It's obvious. See, she's got all this stuff all over her face.
Yeah, just like, get a cloth.
Get a cloth and wash it off. Hairs all over the show.
What do you wash plastic with? Like a bit of Jif or something?
Yeah, I guess so.
Bit of like white vinegar?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Then she'd still smell.
Probably. Smell even worse.
Vinegar Barbie.
I'm not going to lie. She wasn't my first answer. The only other one I had was Roof Handler, you know, the inventor of Barbie, who's now a ghost. I was like, I'm pretty sure ghosts don't shower. Well, who knows? Maybe they do. Yeah.
Maybe. Well, Emily Higgins from the Tasteless Podcast. This sounds like the Toothless Podcast, eh? Like, the offcuts would have been.
Oh, fuck a reckon, right? Let's just put it. Let's just put our podcast.
A 0 out of 10,000 Casa Dula Casas or whatever, the Mojo Jojo houses.
Rollerblades.
Yeah. Rather go rollerblading than listen to.
Anywho, that takes us down to the end. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I don't know how you guys have put up with us for this long. Who knows? Was this a good idea? No. Look at both your faces. How much are you trying to come up with?
I mean, I
answered a question too.
One of the questions, I legit forgot what we just said just before. And I was like, fuck, I'm so far past this conversation. I can't even.
I mean, I'd like to say we've come through this unscathed, but I don't think that's true.
I don't think. I mean, we've recorded for about an hour and 10. I think there's going to be about 20 minutes that makes it out onto the internet. So
yeah, just listeners, we tried our hardest. We really did.
We did. But I mean, we're following in the steps of greatness. It's like we're superfluous. Yeah. We know this. We're the Kens. Yeah. We're the Ken, you know, like they are Barbie. And yes, I am just Ken. And I am Ken. You know?
That's,
I'm happy to admit that, but I'm still superfluous. No one cares about
Ken. We're kind of like the extra that's maybe enjoyable, maybe not, but doesn't really matter either way.
Where are we going to sleep tonight, Kens? Where do we sleep?
Well, we've established we're outside, Kens, and I'm about 500 metres from a beach, so we're off down to the beach, bro.
We're off beaching.
We're going to go beach each other off the beach. Oh, I wish I was joking. Anyway, thank you again, everybody, for listening, and thank you to our patrons for your amazing questions. If you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on... It's not even Twitter anymore. It's called X.
X.
X. You can probably find us on there if you want.
X.
At Movie Reviews In, I think we're still the same thing. Who knows, Elon might have deleted it by the time we get around to posting this. We're on Facebook and Instagram as well, at Movie Reviews and 20Qs. Upcoming episodes, we're recording this so far into the future that I'm really not sure. Though, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm very keen for that. 94% on Rotten Tomatoes at the moment.
Oh, real?
Yeah, getting really good views. Anyway, yep, we've got a plan coming up. And then that all leads us up to episode 250, which should be released this year. If we go to an episode a week, it'll be December 20th. Liz is going to fly up here on the 9th of December, and we're going to do every Christmas movie ever for Liz's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Which is going to be episode 250. What do you reckon?
Yeah, let's go.
So anyway, yeah, that's it. No, that's thanks from me.
Cheers.
Bet you later.